Midday 180 queued up by Edley's Barbecue, live from Scoreboard Bar and Grill. We are about to talk with John McClain on the latest NFL headlines. You can join him at 615-737-1045, our number. Before we say hello to John, though, Chad, you have the menu here at Scoreboard.
40 minutes from now, I will be enjoying a chili cheese dog from Scoreboard Bar and Grill because that is available today and tomorrow. Seafood boil this weekend.
Angie and the kids aren't going to enjoy that.
Chili cheese dog, cheesy bites, also available on the menu. And as Morgan said, the blat, which is the bacon, lettuce, avocado, and tomato.
Oh, that sounds great.
That does sound good.
That does sound really good, yeah. I've never heard it described as the blat.
Three blats coming up.
Yeah, but it's a good way to remember it.
John McClain joins us. You can follow him on Twitter at McClain_on_NFL. John, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
We are great. This is our first show out on location since March. Now, we are socially distanced. We are out on an outdoor patio, even though your view of me right now looks like I'm indoors. We're up on a stage for musicians. It is quite the spot, and we're going to sit around and watch the game, the Preds play at 1:30. So, looking forward to our first show out, and some listeners are here as well.
Well, the menu sure sounds good. I tell you, guys, I wish I was there with you.
It's kind of stage your band was on many a time back in the day.
Seems like a venue that John would have frequented.
Yeah,
with his band.
Kicking over microphone stands and putting things on top of the speakers.
It's interesting you guys say that. A friend of mine from the Texas Sports Hall of Fame sent me a text last week saying a guy called the Texas Sports Hall of Fame and wanted to know if they knew how to get in touch with me. He was an old friend. So they said that they would get in touch with me, gave his number, and he is the guy who started that band, the bass player, who I have not talked to since I was in that band. And now that you bring it up, I've got to remember to call him back and see what he wants. Maybe he wants to get the band back together. We'd have to change our name, I can tell you that.
A reunion album.
Yeah, the reunion tour.
No name, new name.
This is the biggest thing since Eagles' Hell Freezes Over tour. Will be John McClain's band getting back together.
We would not be able to live up to our band name like we did when we were young.
Let's get these visions out of our heads and move on.
A shout out real quick as we transition. Shout out to Davey Shepard, who is here, Sammy, Will, one of the most generous men we know. Duke Turnbow is here as well. Gator Mike is here. Yeah, saw him pop in. Great to see everybody. And we have a huge cast here. So hopefully if you're headed out here, you're here for face-off. Looking forward to Preds and Coyotes coming up.
Good spacing.
The opt-out date, John. There's been some discussion on when that's actually going to occur. It sounds like it's going to be Thursday at 3 p.m. Central. Is that still the case?
That's the case, and the owners didn't want it to be any later because everybody has been stunned about how many players have opted out so far. There's been, I think, a little over 50, and they have the ramifications of opting out, whether you are high risk or someone at your family is high risk, and teams are worried that more guys may take it. And the Texans have had one guy, backup nose tackle, Eddie Vanderdoes, who I don't think would have made the team. They've also been very lucky. They haven't had anybody test positive for COVID-19 since the team reported. Jacksonville's had 12 test positive. And, you know, you hope that everybody's getting this out of the way and it won't be an issue when they play. But the truth is, it'll be the Chiefs and the Texans as guinea pigs. They'll play on Thursday night. They'll get tested on Friday. They'll have their results back Saturday morning. So before the Titans and all the other teams play, they're going to have an idea of what to expect. Will it be one or two? Will it be 10? And it takes a while for it to get in your system anyway. So when the Texans are testing at the end of the next week and the Chiefs, there could be an outbreak with them before any other team in the league. So there's so much for us to watch. that nobody has the answers to. I think it's just so interesting that the NFL is doing everything it can possibly do for 6 days a week. And then on the seventh day, instead of letting them rest, they're letting them go out and do the exact opposite of what they should be doing when it comes to every protocol for COVID-19. But people want to get paid.
They do. Do you buy that players were trying to get paid more by using the opt-out as a threat? Do you think agents were calling, doing exactly what the rule's not built in for this, but using this as leverage to report?
Because we've heard that, John. A lot of people have mentioned that, but nobody's really been named as doing that.
Yeah, I don't know if I buy that, because if you're an agent, you tried that and it got out and everything gets leaked, it's going to make you look terrible. It's going to make your player look terrible. Then you'll have to deny it. Then you're calling the guy you're negotiating with a liar. So I'd be really surprised if that happened. You know, agents, the players, the coaches, the owners, they all have the same goal: keep everybody as healthy as possible because they want to win. And one of the things I like about this, that the NBA and baseball, and I don't think hockey have, if you get caught screwing around like Lou Williams of the Clippers, Lou Williams had to be quarantined. He missed two games and they lost the opener to the Lakers by two. He probably could have made a difference in that game because he went to a strip club just for the Wings, of course. And then he lied about it, even though the strippers are going public saying they danced for him. And, so he would have not told anybody. So they're going to tell NFL players, and I would imagine Mike Vrabel's going to get every player in that auditorium, and he's going to say, if you screw up and violate these rules and you get caught, not only will you miss games while you're quarantined and you'll get fined and possibly suspended for the league, but I'm going to make you come stand up right where I am right now and have you explain to every player in this room why you were so selfish and ignorant that you went out and violated the rules, and you're going to have to answer to them. And I would imagine, no matter how much Vrabel and John Robinson and the assistant coaches tell players they better not violate those rules, that if you think you got to answer to all your teammates in front of them, that would be the most powerful deterrent. And I'm guessing every coach in the NFL is doing that.
Zach Taylor spoke to reporters today and said that all but one of the team's position groups are meeting in person. Quarterbacks, four quarterbacks from four different locations on some sort of Zoom or Zoom-like meeting. Trendsetters, you think?
Could be. You know, if the Texans, like if Deshaun Watson tests positive before the Kansas City game, and his contact tracing device is going to show he's been around A.J. McCarron all week. And we asked Bill O'Brien about having a quarterback and a kicker at least, and he mentioned also a long snapper, that you keep them away from everybody just for such an emergency. And I think Zach Taylor and the Bengals, that's a smart idea. And we don't use Bengals and smart idea in the same sentence very often. I love what one team did over the weekend. And I can't remember who it was, but they're at their stadium and all those executive suites, players have them. That's where the players go to do their Zooms and to meet and to hang out during the day. They all have their own suite. I think that is brilliant.
Yeah, I saw that too.
What about the Saints? I know Sean Payton was like, it's not a bubble, but it sounds like one. I think it was Sean Payton. From Monday, not Monday morning quarterback.
Yeah, they got a hotel.
In Peter King's column. And, yeah, they have a hotel. They're doing different things that's similar to a bubble-like structure. John, do you think more teams will or have tried to do this or are going to have to do this? What do you see on the next month's horizon?
What about Denver? Did you see the video of every player walking out to the practice field going into under a thing that looked like security? And instead, it's blowing a mist on you that's supposed to help sanitize you. You know, that's another thing. I'm sure there's all kind of things people are trying and are going to try because everybody is desperate. You know, the people that stay, the healthiest. And we haven't, you know, we're not talking about normal injuries. You know, you think there's going to be more with concussions than COVID-19, but you don't know. We're not talking about all the knee injuries, the hamstrings, and the concussions on top of the COVID-19. So anything a team can do that might help reduce it, even by one, if it's a key player. You know, if the Saints go into a hotel and living together all that time, and you can keep the players from going out on Bourbon Street, and it keeps Drew Brees healthy for 16 games, and you think may have part of it, then why not do it?
Yeah, that mist, I noticed that was in that was used in Abu Dhabi for the UFC, where they made everyone that came through that arena walk through what looked like a metal detector, and it's like this disinfecting spray that you walk through. I have no idea how it works. We'll ask Dr. Shafter this on Thursday.
And go ahead, Bob. It's the Broncos that are using it that I've seen so far.
Okay. It's what, Chad?
It's an airborne virus, so I don't know what the mist on your body would do as you walk through it.
Well, we're wiping down microphones.
Yeah, there's still surface concern, though. The surface concern, again, we'll talk to Shafter about this week. Surface concern is down. But I guess if you're touching that guy's body and then touching your face, I don't know.
No idea, John. I saw the same thing you did. They walked through it so quickly. It's interesting to know how quickly that it could actually help you out.
Well, one thing is, if you've got the virus in you and you've tested and it takes 3 or 4 days and you can go through that mist and get desanitized, but you're not drinking it and sniffing it. So the disease is in your body. And if you go out and sweat or blow snot or spit on somebody or bleed on them by accident, there's nothing that can be done about that. Maybe, you know, a lot of players are going to have the option of wearing a shield. I don't know how many of them will if they never have. That seems like a smart thing to do. But like J.J. Watt said, you try putting a fishbowl on your head and going outside when it's heat index is 110 and see how much you like it.
Blood's not doing anything either. But the obviously line play, to me, the biggest question for everybody.
Also, the Saints can do all the right things. They can stay in a hotel. They can do all. What difference does it make if Tampa Bay, who's their week one opponent, doesn't do the exact same thing and follow the same protocols?
Yeah, ask the Phillies about that one after the Marlins has wrecked the start of their season.
Yep. 615-737-1045, our number. 737-1045 if you'd like to jump in.
John, I've been shifting gears just for one question here. I did want to get the Houston take on Joe Kelly and the Dodgers and the back and forth with Earl Hershiser and everything he was saying from the Astros' perspective.
Well, the Dodgers did what they should have done. They came in and they kicked their butt 2 games. But Joe Kelly throwing at Alex Bregman's head, it's amazing how many excuse makers and water carriers and the media in L.A. thought that was good. I think if you're going to hit him in the shoulder or the back or the butt, but don't throw it at his head and then turn around and do the same thing to Carlos Correa. So, if you're a Dodger fan, you thought it was good. If you're a Houston fan, you didn't. I listen to a lot of the national talk shows where they have former coaches, players, and general managers like MLB Radio to see what they thought. And nobody condoned what Joe Kelly did to Alex Bregman. What if he'd have hit him? What if he'd have hit him and hurt him bad? Then would people be saying, way to go, Joe? I don't think so.
Did you think the 8-game suspension was warranted?
Considering he's a repeat offender, same reason the Patriots got penalized a lot worse when they had Deflategate after Spygate. They were told, you do this again, we're coming down on you harder. So I think, yes. Now, he has appealed it. I don't think has that appeal been heard yet? Because he got to continue to play, even though he didn't pitch in that second game. So I would expect that it was going to be reduced because that's cost him $370,000.
Haven't heard anything about that appeal, but I would think it would have been big news one way or the other. So maybe it's not been heard yet. That's typical MLB operating at lightning speed.
It would have been a big story here. So, yeah, he is not that appeal has not been heard yet, but it won't surprise me if they don't reduce it. The two teams play again in September. I know I'm going to be looking forward to that one. like I am the Yankees, although by then the Yankees are playing so well, they may all have it wrapped up and be playing minor leaguers.
They may. John, leave us with your thoughts on Odell Beckham Jr.'s comments about the season after, you know, we had seen him, and we talked about it with you, his workouts this past offseason, where he's doesn't seem to be too concerned at the time about COVID-19.
You know, right now, would Cleveland be happy with that trade based on his contribution last year for a disappointing season? No. If his heart's not in it, he should opt out of it. He's got plenty of money to opt out. And otherwise, he's going to play, but he doesn't sound all enthused about it. You know, if your heart's not in it, don't do it. You've got a great chance to opt out, even though your contract tolls, and still get $350,000 and have peace of mind. There's a lot of players. We talked to Whitney Merciless and Randall Cobb today on Zoom, and Merciless said he's got people in his family he's worried about, but he's playing and he's not getting anywhere near them during the season.
John, thank you as always. Always great to see you, and we will chat by phone later this week.
I look forward to it, guys. Thank you very much as always. Stay safe.